Nolte, LA Magazine spreads fake news about my son Hunter. By John Nolte on September 13, 2022. Los Angeles Magazine is spreading fake news about the cruelty in my son Hunter, even though the left-wing outlet doesn't appear to have bothered to see the movie. My son Hunter is a mess even for red meat propaganda, reads the headline. The Biden-smashing movie is reportedly too ham-fisted even for a shoddy ultra-right-wing dream project starring no one, reads the sub-headline. Note the word reportedly in that sub-headline. It seems fair to extrapolate from that revealing word that LA Magazine has not seen My Son Hunter. Had they taken a 100-minute snark break, there would be no reason to use the word reportedly. And the movie is currently available to everyone, so why not see it yourself? Lazy. Overall, the piece attacks My Son Hunter using reviews from other left-wing outlets. But how is the fact that left-wing outlets despise My Son Hunter count as news? What's the next piece of breaking news from LA Magazine? Water is wet. Dogs sniff butts. Trees found outside. No oxygen in outer space. Stupid and lazy. I've been known to compile reviews, but only when it's news. When left-wing critics dump on a left-wing movie, that's worthy of note. You don't see me running around clipping criticism of Oliver Stone and Jane Fonda from conservative publications. Why? Because that would be stupid. Nevertheless, without seeing the movie, LA Magazine still feels it has the authority to spread fake news. Predictably, LA Magazine pronounces, "My son Hunter leans into being as cruel as possible, particularly in its mockery of the president's speech." That's just a lie. The example they cite from the far-left Daily Beast to back up that lie proves it's a lie. The film's version of Joe Biden is prone to malapropisms of the most unfortunate sort, as when he's interrogating his son about the contents of his laptop. "I need to know everything on that laptop that can ruin my erection," the movie's version of Joe Biden says, complete with a boing sound effect. So, from that anodyne example, LA Magazine concludes that the movie leans into being as cruel as possible. The dishonesty is deliberate. LA Magazine wants you to believe My Son Hunter ridicules Joe Biden's glaringly obvious mental deterioration when the exact opposite is true. The movie doesn't touch Grandpa Joe's mental deterioration. And despite not seeing the movie, LA Magazine knows the film doesn't mock Biden's speech. How do we know LA Magazine knows that? Because the very same Daily Beast review LA Magazine quoted comes right out and says so. John James, the actor playing Joe Biden, would be more impressive if you didn't know he was supposed to be playing Joe Biden. He plays Biden like a kind of glowering late era Kelsey Grammer character, growling at Hunter to get it together. Emphasis added. If the Daily Beast believes Biden was portrayed as a late era Kelsey Grammer character, and Grammer is particularly famous for playing well-spoken, sophisticated characters with quick wits, how does that add up to a cruel mockery of the president's speech? It doesn't. LA Magazine is publishing lies. Good grief, all anyone has to do to see how Biden is portrayed is watch the trailer, which is included below. My son Hunter isn't cruel to anyone. Hunter is portrayed as a lost soul. Joe is portrayed as intelligent and on the ball. Both are portrayed as flawed but with humanity. Both are portrayed in a much kinder light than anyone in left-wing Hollywood has ever portrayed Donald Trump or any conservative Republican. There is no cruelty in My Son Hunter. Not even for a moment. If Los Angeles Magazine is willing to so shamelessly lie about the little things, try to imagine the lies they tell their readers about things that matter. My Son Hunter marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. My Son Hunter stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and The Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, From the Unreported Story Society. And directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.